The following stories are real. All suspects are morons until proven otherwise. This is a Came From Evansville Watch.
All right, Maddie, I'm jonesing.
Oh, yeah.
Fiending. I need some Evansville Watch in my life.
Well, there was customer trouble at Taco Bell on Green River. The customer received the wrong order, and management is refusing to replace or refund. The customer is now irate inside Taco Bell.
Okay, so I saw this.
Yeah.
And this is one of the rare occurrences where I'm like, I think I'm on the side of the weirdo in the story.
Same. If you got the order wrong and you're not going to replace it or refund it, then what?
If the way the story is being described is accurate.
Right.
And they screwed up the order and aren't replacing it.
Yeah.
Raise hell.
And who puts up a fight? As someone that's worked in fast food at a couple different places, if someone tells you you're wrong, you're just wrong. I've never argued with someone and been like, no. You said you wanted ketchup on there. I'm just like, whatever. I just replace it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a deal.
What do you put ketchup on at Taco Bell?
I don't know. I was thinking more like along the lines of McDonald's, which is where I worked. But welfare at Huck's on Fairs. A male states that he is being chased by, quote, shadow people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Property damage accident at East Mill Road and North Kentucky Avenue. A Mets bus versus a UPS mail vehicle. In today's edition of Who do you have winning? The Mets bus or the USPS mail vehicle?
I gotta go with it. Depends on the size of the vehicle, but just sight unseen, I'm taking the bus.
I'm gonna take the bus too. No offense to our USPS workers, but I feel like the Mets bus.
Wait.
Is
USPS or UPS?
USPS.
You said people. UPS.
I meant the mail people.
I'm definitely on the side of the bus now.
Okay. Failure to pay at Thornton's. A female driving a gold Malibu. Eastbound Morgan from Bakey. The female is wearing a bonnet on her head, so she should be easy to spot. Female pumped $39 in gas and left. Be on the lookout for a female in a bonnet driving a gold Malibu.
So I always have this fear that I'm going to do that accidentally.
A lot of people were commenting on it saying they've done it accidentally before.
I don't believe I've ever done it accidentally, but I always have this fear, like, if I'm, let's say I'm on like a road trip to Pennsylvania or whatever,
yeah.
And I am at a new gas station.
They're like, that's the one.
Well, no, my fear is that, like, okay, I just need to, I'll pump first and then I'll pay, but like,
yeah.
I always use my credit card or whatever.
Right,
but
yeah.
What if I forget that this time it's a whole thing.
Right, yeah. I always think I'm going to like show up at like a Thornton's that I haven't been to in a while, and they're going to be like, there you are. You finally here to pay.
The SWAT team's like, Maddie West, get down on the ground.
400 block of Glenmore Road. Someone rang the doorbell. The owner looked out, and someone had then tried to get away and crashed into his brick mailbox. He then watched the driver get into a white car and leave the area.
Oh, wow.
So you ding-dong ditch and then end up crashing into the mailbox as you're trying to leave. Possible intoxicated driver northbound on Green River from High Spirits Liquor.
Okay.
A gray Dodge van is driving recklessly and keeps stopping to switch drivers.
I'm more drunk. No, you're more drunk. You drive.
I like how they're coming from High Spirits Liquor. 600 block of Rockford Drive. Caller states that people keep shining lights in his residence. He also has a laundry list of other complaints. This is his third call today.
Well, people are shining lights into us. That freaked me out, too.
I feel like maybe third call in one day, he's either got someone after him and he knows it, or his mind is after himself.
It might be time to brace for impact, pal.
And then last one, East Virginia Street. Caller states that a male is walking around the building, creeping customers out. Now he's naked by the dumpster. He's the same person from an earlier call where he was rubbing his genitals on people's cars.
You said that so casually.
And that is it came from.
I'm sorry, what was he doing with his genitals? Rubbing them on people's cars?
Yeah, there was an earlier call that came in about a naked man putting his objects on people's cars.
Where was that post?
I'm not sure.
How'd you miss that one, Evansville Watch?